listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich. Presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, Dr. Mark Malkovich has been the general director of the Newport Music Festival for over 30 years and has brought the festival to international prominence. He is considered an expert in the field of chamber music and is a pianist of note himself. Enjoy beautiful music from his collection of over 15,000 discs containing many rarities from his travels around the world. My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich is presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Visit Toyota of Newport or HyundaiofNewport.com.
Good evening, it's Mark Malkovich, and this radio program this evening is called The Great Virtuosi of the Golden Age, The Violinists. The 19th century saw considerable developments in the art of playing the violin, both the aspects of technique and artistic expression. Since that century had no radio, no television, until the very end even a gramophone, and since transportation and communications functioned at a very far slower than more restricted level than in our own day, it comes as no surprise to learn that schools of violin playing developed separately in different parts of Europe, each possessing its own individual characteristics. There was Russia, German, Franco-Belge. There was no American school as such. There was an Italian school, but certainly not a Hungarian or a Yugoslavian or a Romanian school. Perhaps the most influential teacher of all was Leopold Auer, 1845 to 1930, who was the head of the violin department of St. Petersburg Conservatoire. And he was an imposing figure who believed allowing his students maximum individuality of expression while at the same time imbuing them with a profound respect for the violin and an acceptance of its limitations. While we don't have any recordings of Auer himself, we can at least hear two of his great pupils, that is Fritz Kreisler and Misha Elman. It was Elman, you remember, who, when Heifetz made his debut at Carnegie Hall, he was there, along with I forget whether it was Rachmaninoff or Departman or someone, and Elman said, "It's hot in here," and the pianist said, "Not for pianists." We hear Misha Elman playing Schubert's Ave Maria, arranged for violin by another famous German virtuoso, August Wilhelmy. The next great virtuoso is Fritz Kreisler. Everyone knows that name. And we're going to hear him doing his own arrangement of the Hungarian composer Edi Poldini's Dancing Doll. Kreisler was born in Vienna in 1875. He died in New York, 1962. He studied in Vienna, then taken to the Paris Conservatory. He made trips all around the world. He became world famous. Fritz Kreisler playing Poldini's Dancing Doll. Representing the Franco-Belgian school is the legendary Eugène Ysaÿe. He was born in Liège in 1858. At five, he started to study with his father. Then he was sent to Brussels to study with Henryk Wieniawski and later with Vuitton. Let's hear him do Vuitton's Rondino, Opus 32. Thank you.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown, making it easier for you.
We'll continue with Isai. As well as being a legend in his lifetime as a violinist, Eugene Isai was also a distinguished teacher, a composer, and a conductor. As I said, he was born in Liège in Belgium, and he studied first with his father, then Vuitton and Wieniawski. We're going to hear him play a Wieniawski work, his own professor. It's Wieniawski's Mazurka. It's interesting to know that he became a professor of violin at the Brussels Conservatoire. We lived in Brussels for 5 years, and of course, his name there is a very famous one. As a matter of fact, Queen Elizabeth, sometime in the, I believe in the 30s or 40s, started a violin competition called the Isai Competition, which later turned into the Queen Elizabeth Competition. The first winner of that was Lev Oberon, the great Russian violinist. So we hear now Eugene Isai, one of the great violinists and also a great, great composer. We often do his works at the festival.
Thank you.
Like you say, Pablo de Sarasate, 1844 to 1908, was famous both as a composer and as a performer. And it's fortunate that his most celebrated composition, the Zigeunerweisen, is among the only series of recordings which he made in 1904. And in spite of the age of this original recording, his fantastic technique and sweetness of tone are very apparent. He was a celebrated Spanish virtuoso. He was born in Pamplona, that's the running of the bulls city, died in 1908. He studied at the Paris Conservatoire, taking the gold medal in violin at the age of 13. He acquired a Stradivarius, which helped him to gain the reputation of a beautiful tone and a purity of intonation. He arranged many pieces himself, and he traveled the world and with uninterrupted success and triumph. Saint-Saëns wrote for him the Rondo Capriccioso, Lalo, his Symphonic Espanol, and Brooke, the Scottish Fantasy, especially for Sarasate. Let's listen to him now do two works, Sarasate's own Zigeunerweisen and then his own Tarantella. Thank you.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown. Making it easier for you.
Now we bring you something that very few people know about. Her name is Maud, M-A-U-D, Powell. She's an American violinist born in Illinois in 1868. She first studied in Chicago and then went to Europe at the Paris Conservatoire. She returned to the U.S. and acquired a sort of automatic celebrity, since female violinists were rare indeed. When the Arion Society of New York in 1892 staged a great big concert in a trip to Europe to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America, Maud Powell went along as the sole representative of American violinists. Let's hear Maud Powell playing Beethoven's Minuet in G.
Thank you.
Joseph Joachim, 1831 to 1907, was the outstanding classical violinist of the 19th century. He was a friend of Brahms, of Schumann and Mendelssohn, and he was renowned as the supreme interpreter of their works and of the music also of Bach and Beethoven. He was, in addition, a noted teacher, the composer of several concerti and orchestral pieces, and founder of the celebrated Joachim Quartet. It's particularly appropriate, therefore, that the two performances that we'll hear conclude this anthology, and they are the music of Bach and Brahms. And even though he made these recordings at the age of 72, his superb musicianship and technique are still marvelously in evidence. We hear first Joachim playing Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 1, followed by his Bach Prelude in G minor.
Thank you.
Let's end this program on a light note and go back to Fritz Kreisler. He was from Vienna, and there's something about him like a coffee house. It's gemütlich, gemütlichkeit, that's cozy. It was a wonderful, warm feeling. We'll hear Kreisler doing Dvorak's famous Humoresque. Here he is, and wonderful being with you, Fritz Kreisler, Dvorak's Humoresque. Thank you.
My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich was brought to you by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, where the deals are always better and service after the sale is simply the best. Call Toyota of Newport at 888-234-7014 or Hyundai of Newport at 888-234-7021.
Listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.